Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday. It's beautiful. Monday, the 9th of August, is upon us. This will be the week in which we'll say several times we're one-third of the way through the month of August already. How's that go with your chock full of Cheerios? The DJV program. I was about to say the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And I don't know whether I haven't said that for how long? It's been ages since
5 years.
I said that. Yeah.
But hey,
well, that's what's 5 years among friends, right? And we are among friends here on the DJV program. The J this week is Jay Kirshner because Jennifer Horne is off. Not that they aren't. We clumsily tried to make, what do we call it, J squared or something when it's the DJ squared V program. I didn't quite feel right. But anyway, Jay's here with the Victoria Keelan and the, it feels like, the SNL weekend update. Instead, it's the COVID update, the COVID weekend update. So we have a spread here. A lot of people are getting infected. A lot of people are going to the hospital. A lot of people are contagious and they don't know it. If you're all, what's that old song? If you're all, never mind. So the number one state for the problem is Louisiana. And why might that be? Is that because fewer people are vaccinated there, Victoria,
yeah,
or Florida?
Yeah, it is one of the states that, you know, is on the lowest end of the vaccination rate. Mm-hmm. And so Louisiana has had cases just sort of blowing up. We had talked last week about Alabama was really bad and Florida was bad. Florida still is bad. They're averaging 19,000 cases a day. And they're in second place now behind Louisiana.
Are we talking about the Olympics? Are you talking about?
I know, right?
COVID. Yeah. Who's in first place? Who's in second place?
I know. It's awful.
Kind of nonsensical for a while. You can make your travel plans because this is a busy month, obviously, for tourism. Busy month for vacations. Are people wearing masks? There are mask mandates that a lot of people are not following because they don't want to.
I don't know how many mandates have actually come back. I'm in New Jersey. I'm in the county of New Jersey, in Monmouth County, that is the hardest hit. I've noticed a lot of signs over the weekend on the door, you know, regardless of your vaccination status, masks are recommended, but, you know, it's your choice or whatever. It's not a mandate yet. I don't know if Governor Murphy is going to go that route. He did. Last week, he did announce that kids will be wearing masks, but they're all going to be full-time in school. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how long that lasts. And like he said they watch the numbers every day. If by the end of September kids are back in school and there isn't a huge surge, well, then the masks come off again. That's how it's been working.
Isn't there a thing about the whatever is in the mask, being careful about getting masks because some youngsters, didn't we hear that from Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack said at one point in time that you could get as sick from wearing bad masks because there's stuff,
well, if you don't
particles
clean,
in them that come apart.
If you don't, well, if
yeah,
you overwear a mask,
properly.
Yeah, and if you don't clean your mask properly, then yeah, you.
Well, have, those blue masks you can't clean. You wear them and you throw them away.
Right.
So how
but
many
people
days
overwear
do
those.
You get out of it? Yeah, but well, let's talk about the practical side of it because people will be looking for information mm-hmm. and advice. If they hear stuff here that makes sense, I'm only aware of I have a couple of different kinds of masks. I expect probably you do too. Three mm-hmm. different kinds of masks, as a matter of fact. The blue ones are handy because you can stick them in your pocket.
Right.
I've got some better ones that are black, and I have the cloth ones that were made for the farm. Anyway, using some common sense for children and what they are supposed to wear. Is there, what's the recommendation or what's the best? What do you hear from your friends who have children, either of the two of you?
Well, my friends who have little kids, they're not, I haven't talked to them, honestly, about the masks, because it just hasn't been of interest to me, to be honest, but I'll ask them what they're wearing. I don't know. I mean, I know there's a whole list. Axios put out a really great list of all the different types of masks, like from the N95 that we know, you know, that doctors and nurses have worn, to what we call the medical mask. Those are the blue ones that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Those are disposable. They should only be used once. The homemade masks, the cloth mask, like your cow print mask, things like that. The thicker material is better, as long as it's breathable. Some of those have pockets for filters, for added protection, and things like that. So those are good. But those cloth masks are the ones that, if you're not washing them and air drying them and making sure that they stay tight to your face and, you know, and taking care of them properly, those are the ones probably that Jack was referencing that you can get. It doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, you can get a respiratory infection from, if you know, breathing in bacteria.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a sticky wicket, but it's not getting any better at the moment. And there are certain activities, because people, again, are traveling, they're going to things, they're outside concerts, indoor concerts. So apparently there are two outdoor music festivals in Michigan, one in Michigan, one in Oregon, that have raised concern about maybe whether all of these things where there are tens of thousands of people that are packed in together, is that a good thing? And
this is really distressing, because I had tickets to see an outdoor concert in a couple weeks, and I'm now selling my tickets. Because it's, you know, the doctors who commented on this, and this was a Rolling Stone article that came out over the weekend, and people were really bummed about this, because everyone thinks, well, if you're outside and it doesn't matter how close you are to someone else,
uh-huh.
Well, that's not true. And so if you're outdoors and you're packed in like sardines, you've now just created an indoor environment. So that's really what the problem is. And most of these cases were unvaccinated people. But some were vaccinated, and some of these cases that popped up from both of these music festivals, there are breakthrough cases too. So it's, you know, at this point, it's like, well, where can we go? What can we do? Are we, and I don't know if Dr. Jack or if Dr. Ken have talked about this, are we now just sort of hurtling towards herd immunity, because everyone is that where we're headed? Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? It's very confusing. We, you know, my group of gang over the weekend, we were all talking about this. One of us said, oh, well, there's a new study that natural immunity holds up better than the vaccine. And another one said, well, wait a minute, I just heard a study the other day that natural immunity isn't.
Yeah, there's so much confusion.
No one knows what to believe.
Contrary information, because there's no real strong leadership. There's nobody. You have to take responsibility for yourself. I say you have to. Well, maybe the better thing is you ought to, instead of relying on everybody else. Oh, the CDC recommendations, we're following them to a T. Well, the CDC's got its head up its butt half the time as well.
Right, but in order to take personal responsibility and actually do it the right way, you have to be informed. You have to have information to help guide your decisions. And
the twisted stuff that's in social media.
Yeah, not Facebook memes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So
not
there's
Facebook
a lot of
anything.
That. Mm-hmm. So back to what happened in Michigan. Apparently, there was a lot of... Who were the people? What were these music festivals? Were there well-known people there performing?
Oh, yeah. The Pendleton Festival was Toby Keith, Cole Swindell. Those were the two headliners. They had about 10,000 fans there.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and Luke Combs. I mean, those are five of the biggest names in country music. So these are huge festivals, and I'm sure country music fans are probably more, you know, more than any other type of music, they're used to seeing live music. They're used to being there with the artists that they love. So these acts have gone out on the road probably faster than other, like, pop or rock acts have. And, you know, you think you're safe. It's just...
So I'm trying to... I piece all this stuff together because I'm pretty much... I know what I'm thinking, and I know I kind of look around, nose around, see what other folks are experiencing. And I'm thinking, okay, what is this going to do for events in September, like Farm Live, Farm Aid, and plenty of other things. So the
Farm
surge
is indoors too this year. So that's, who knows?
Right, it's in the thing in Hartford, that big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens in the circumstance? Is there a prediction here? I said don't pay attention to a lot of the gobbledygook. When there would be a surge, sooner or later, we're going to hit a maximum, a peak here, like we did before.
Right. And I mean, we're in a surge right now.
Yeah.
And the more these cases keep popping up with unvaccinated people, you know, that's where all the experts are saying, okay, this is creating the perfect environment for a newer, even more powerful variant to happen this fall. Mm-hmm. And they can't time it. It's like predicting the weather, but they know it's coming. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, dealing with all this, this is America. Divided we fall, united we conquer. We're divided, and there's just so much stuff that becomes nonsense when you listen to. I have some close friends who are very, very anti. They're still in the environment we're in. And I'll go through some of the things that I've gotten a hold of that are part and parcel of the kinds of things that you can see and feel anywhere. Okay, here we go with something that will keep you healthy, and that is losing weight, keeping it off. It's a familiar message here on the DJV program, but you know what? It works. The message works because people are buying the product and using it. More importantly, the product works and has kept so many people from getting sick for any number of reasons. We all know, even though we talk about COVID and stuff, number one killer in America is heart disease. And you get heart disease when you're too heavy, when you have diabetes, when you have, and that's a prescription also for a problem with COVID. So I was looking at something, a lady named Samantha on the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, telling her story about Calitrin and what experience that she's had, and she lost a ton of weight, and she loved it. You can see a lot of those things there. Let them break it down for you. Let them talk to you. You can go to a consultant that will be available for you. Just get in touch by going to toploss.com. Capsules or the liquid, either will have the same impact on you. You get a lot of things going on right now. This week there's a huge sale. You get $30 off and 2 free months. So, and it's very easy. The whole thing is so easy to do, it doesn't make any sense not to do it. Check it out. Calitrin, the weight loss formula, it's all natural, it's healthy, and it's for you. At toploss.com, check out to get all these special deals using the discount code DJV, if you please.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you. In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour, now here on the DJV program, I bet you want to know what the latest is from the Britney Spears camp, right? You woke up this morning, you went to bed last night, you're thinking, what is going on with Britney? How is she going to deal with whatever develops today? Well, Jay Kirshner is here, and she's going to figure that out and explain it right after this.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
All right, back to the action here. So I was about to say Jamie. Jamie is in the Spears family. Jay is in the Kirshner family and our family here on the DJV program. So, again, the relationship of Jamie Lynn Spears to Britney is?
Sisters. They're sisters, right. And Jamie Lynn recently posted some tearful audio where it's focusing on her 3-year-old daughter, Ivy, sister. Saying, it'll be okay, Mom. It has to be okay, Mom.
That was
and then
weird.
She sounds like, yeah, and then she sounds like she's fighting back to you saying, thank you, baby. A lot of people are thinking that it's about the Britney Spears stuff. If it is, it's gross. Although it could be about anything. Maybe we'll find out eventually. Maybe we won't. We'll see. Yeah.
Well,
so here's her thought.
She's really trying to get a lot of attention. Jamie Lynn should just have one message. I support my sister and I love my sister and that's it. And she's just desperately trying to get attention.
Or perhaps no attention, no state, nothing at all.
Well, and that's the thing. Back in June, Jamie Lynn did show her support vocally and said things, but it was more of a damage control kind of situation and less of, no, I've been supporting my sister all this time. There's a lot of hostility and it was almost like she released the statement because people were coming at her like, why aren't you supporting Britney? And Britney's pretty much made it clear that everybody everybody in her family was profiting off of her. Nobody helped her. Her mom, her dad, her brother, her sister.
Yeah. So, psych evaluation. How did they pull that one off?
That's going to be interesting to see, especially because right now Jamie Spears, the father, Britney's father, filed some legal documents saying that the conservator, Jody Montgomery, who's been appointed to oversee Britney's personal needs, had reached out to him saying she's mentally sick and might require a 5150 psychiatric hold. Well, somebody, lawyers from Jody Montgomery's camp were like, that's not the conversation they had. Things got twisted. Jody reached out to Jamie Spears saying that if Britney had to testify against him and receive more evaluation, that could move the needle in the wrong direction of her mental health. And
yeah, basically what Jody was saying was if Jamie stays the conservator, that's what's going to make Britney lose her mind. And so yet Jamie went right to TMZ and his buddy Harvey Levin. I don't trust anything when it comes to TMZ about the Britney case at this point because it's so slanted, and they've had deals for so many years where Jamie and Harvey Levin profited off of Britney. It's disgusting. So now Jamie goes right to TMZ and tells Harvey Levin that even Jody Montgomery says Britney is mentally sick. It's like, oh my god.
It's gross. The whole thing is gross.
Well, Harvey Levin is a bloodsucker.
Oh yeah,
has always been a bloodsucker.
He's a parasite for sure.
Yeah, he really is. He's a big phony. They do show up in the right places. It's good management, but that doesn't mean the guy's a good human being. And anything, I used to once in a while get caught watching a few of those things, and I just think of when I look at them, what a bunch of trash all of that stuff is. Garbage. 28 past the hour here on the Monday DJD program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. On Saturday, July the 17th, employees of 361 Degree health company Biogena took delivery of their new fully electric Mini Cooper SE. The Austrian family-owned company offers its employees modern and sustainable driving pleasure. Biogena has been pursuing a sustainable strategy for years, which includes ecological products, reforestation, and efficient environmental protection. And it fits perfectly with the British premium brand. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
San Francisco, California lawmakers are demanding all sheriffs, police, and firefighters be vaccinated or be fired. As the city is already 400 police officers short, crime is skyrocketing. San Francisco Deputy Sheriff Association's Ken Lomba tells Fox News this is only going to make a bad situation worse.
They're looking at close to 1,000, public safety officers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, also nurses and some other employees. But the San Francisco is serious about terminating them. And it's all because of this very extreme mandate that they have right now. And it's vaccinate or be terminated. It's not in alignment with the state, the feds, the surrounding counties. It's on the extreme side. And, they're threatening to fire, deputy sheriffs, police officers, firefighters, nurses, the employees. Well, we think the solution is simple, and we would like the mandate to be in alignment with the state. So instead of vaccinate or be terminated, it would be, vaccinate and or test weekly. So it's a simple solution to avoid a big staffing crisis.
The unvaccinated numbers are low in San Francisco. Only 16% of sheriff deputies, 17% of police, and 9.5% of firefighters are unvaccinated as of Friday. I'm Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program Monday. It is lots of energy to start the week and work our way through the week. We sort of compartmentalize things here, try to put a lot of different information together. So it just kind of seems to make more sense rather than fire a broad spectrum. And as I look around at the things that we missed at the Olympics, I think, well, I don't know whether, when you say miss, did we watch it? Did we see it? There were a lot of people streaming it. From NBC's point of view, it was kind of a bust because they had it on all of their channels and because it was late. And that's tough. I mean, how else do you? They had some of the things that were on live in the middle of the night. That stuff is when it happens halfway across the world, not many people are going to see it in real time. So there's a lot of streaming and that sort of thing. So I'm interested, Jay and Victoria, whether you spent any time, how much time watching the Olympics, what did it mean to you, the Olympic Games?
I loved it. We definitely watched it at our house. We had it on TV. Some of the events, it was difficult to watch when you already knew the outcome. Others, like beach volleyball and gymnastics and swimming.
Yeah, that's why I was
like,
saying
that's
when
okay.
I did
We'll still watch those because it's just great. But one of the takeaways my husband and I were talking about We've never noticed this in past Olympics, but maybe it's because with COVID and family members and friends not being able to be there with the athletes, it seemed like the athletes looked towards each other a lot more. There was a lot more camaraderie between athletes across countries.
Why do you think that is? Why did
because
you sense?
There, we think maybe it's because there wasn't anybody else there that normally an
athlete normally they're looking
gets,
at their
they medals,
the
they, yeah, they look to the family, they go celebrate with their family, where you had the athletes celebrating with each other. Bronze, gold, silver, medalists, they were celebrating with each other, hugging each other, cheering on each other. There just seemed to be a lot more camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think, Victoria? What'd you get out of it?
I didn't watch a lot of it, honestly. I mean, the stuff that I normally would watch would be women's soccer. I only got to see a highlight of them losing. So they played at 4 in the morning. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really watch much of it. Over the weekend, I think on Friday or Saturday morning, I got to see the equestrian team. I watched Jessica Springsteen ride with the team. The team took home the silver, which was cool. So, you know, Bruce and Patty were tweeting up a storm and Instagramming how proud of their daughter they were. But like Jay said, they weren't even there. You know, none of the family were allowed to be there. So It did make it kind of tough. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't really – I saw some of the synchronized swimming or whatever they call it now, artistic swimming. That's crazy. But, you know, a little bit of pieces. Well, just the talent that it takes and the strength do all that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't really see much more than that. And over the weekend, we were with my brother and sister-in-law and some other friends, and all of us were saying we just gave up. We were looking for surfing. We were looking for the skateboarding. Like, it was nowhere on any of the Peacock or on any of the
ABC
stations.
A lot of stuff hard to find. Yeah.
It was impossible. And the schedule, I mean, you couldn't even go to the NBC schedule and figure out what you were looking at. Or what
where
you were
to
trying
go.
To find.
The various channels.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was horribly mismanaged. But if you want a medal count, we've got some good news.
Yes.
The United States won overall 113 medals, and we had the most golds. We beat China by one gold medal. We had 39. They had 38. They had 88 total medals. I always forget, it's not Republic of... What is the Russian thing? Anyway, the Russian cheaters.
Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah,
so yeah, the ROC.
Yeah, they had 71 total medals and 20 golds. Great Britain came in fourth place with 65 total medals, and Japan came in fifth with 58. So the United States dominant once again, another Olympics in the bag.
So I lost interest when I saw the Russian cheaters in there, thinking this was just another political sign.
These are supposed to be the non-cheaters, so I don't want to have anybody,
what does that mean?
At us.
How do we know whether they were cheaters?
Russia,
they weren't cheaters.
I know.
The Russian government's involved, and they're all cheaters.
Yeah, well, that's why Russia's not even allowed to compete in the Olympics.
Well, but so why are there people from Russia there?
Russia in ROC. It should be called something else. They need to defend the Russians.
It diluted the impact or the value, if you will, the political focus on China and Russia, and the fact that it's nice that we won more medals, and that's cool. But the competition, even though stiff, was it distorted somewhat, not only by that, but by some of these people who became controversial because they had sex change operations, and one could lift more weight than the other, or whatever it was that was going on. That stuff is really dicey to deal with. So there's an illegitimacy to a lot of the things that happened at the Olympics because they have become political just like every other thing in our lives. And at what point do you stop? You know, I was looking at meeting going on called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And they're looking into what's going on the planet and the research papers that are being done to assess what's, coal and oil and gas, basically fossil fuel, what it's doing to the climate and what it's doing to our destiny and all of these things. And I love, I have just enough information to put a question mark behind all of the things that are baked into this big report. And there are a lot of things going on now that do have impact on the climate. But there are also a lot of things going on, and at least it's recognized in this report, that there are a lot of things that the planet is doing. You know, every time there's an earthquake, we had, what was it, last week, the earthquake in Alaska, 8.6. Do you know that what happens, not only does the plate that's there separate, but the gases that are underneath, there are huge, tremendous pressure. If you've ever seen, I remember as a kid driving across the country to visit my grandparents, and you go through oil country in Pennsylvania, places where they were drilling for oil, and you'd see these big, huge stacks with flames coming out of it. And that was, again, we're talking about 60-some-odd years ago, before natural gas became the force that it is. They used to burn off all that stuff. Well, the point I'm making here is whenever there's an expanse, whenever there is something that opens up under the surface of the earth, there are huge bubbles of natural gas that come out, and they are the same sorts of things. You know, that's even if it's not burned, it's in the atmosphere. And those things contribute to the warming, the increase in the temperature of the surface of the earth. So that's sort of acknowledged in this report. But the other thing is that they take apart the number of people that there are who are living on the planet. Each of us puts off heat. You know that, right? Our bodies put off heat. Now, whether you think that contributes to global warming or not, individually, I can't tell you that I'm feeling too guilty about whatever it is that I put into the atmosphere, and you shouldn't either, but collectively, there are 7 billion-plus people on the planet. And it isn't just that a lot of people are driving cars or we're moving around, and that creates a certain amount of influence in the atmosphere, but the number of people, just the activity and what we create in terms of what we breathe in, what we exhale, all of those things are part of what is the quote-unquote problem. And so where do we go from here? I've been long an advocate of some kind of population. There's an organization called Zero Population Growth. I think that's where we ought to be. The Chinese government are all worked up. Some people in our government, in our country, are worked up because we're at zero population growth. We have all these people that are emigrating, frankly, that's the right word, into our country from other places. But that's where the growth is with people coming in here and not in the actual population growth or population accountability. And so each of these things are a factor. I don't know that we've ever had anybody tell us, or I don't know that we've ever thought about it, that you and I are contributing to global warming just by breathing, by being here, by doing things, moving.
And well, I mean, that makes sense on a basic level of the more we have, the more we need to exhale, and this is like photosynthesis basis. If you're ripping down the rainforest and the oceans, our temperatures are rising and getting more polluted, well, you know, there's nothing that's going to be left to absorb all of our carbon dioxide that we breathe out. So that all makes a lot of sense. That's actually kind of like basic earth science.
Mm-hmm. It is. And yet we don't think about it, or we hadn't. I think that's a good thing to underscore. I'm really kind of tired of people blaming me or us. And the thing that is the biggest joke of them all, and the biggest ruse of them all, I noticed that Joe Biden has made a statement that 50% of all of the cars that belong to the federal government by 2035 will be electric. Where the hell does he think, or any of you who have electric cars, where do you think that power is coming from? At the moment, there is not an alternative. There ought to be. There ought to be wind. There ought to be solar.
Well, that's all part of that infrastructure deal. That's why it's important.
It doesn't just happen, Victoria.
It doesn't just show up. Yeah, it needs to be built, and it creates jobs, and it creates a better. I mean, this is good for the economy. This is good. It's not a shock that Republicans and Democrats have come together on infrastructure and have finally agreed on something. You know, I mean, there's a couple analysis over the weekend that say, you know, well, look, a lot of this stuff is moving forward pretty quickly with infrastructure because Trump's not there to make everything about him and political. And maybe that's true. I don't know. Biden's not making it about himself. I mean, he's really pushing everyone to be
bipartisan. I'm not suggesting he is. I just want people to know the reality at the moment.
That's the reality 2021. But that's why this is... What was the date he gave? 2030?
2035. 2035.
Okay, so, yeah. So 14 years from now, hopefully we're not having the same conversation. How are we going to responsibly power electric cars? I mean, that is built into the package, and it doesn't take that long to put up wind turbines or capture water power. I mean, it really doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's food for thought. And the guilt that comes from certain points of view, if you want to point guilt at anybody, then point at the Chinese. They're responsible for 30-35%, at least a third of the global greenhouse gases come from those factories. And I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend because I was looking for a guy who runs a hardware store. And I went looking for some stuff, and it was the usual question about what do I find here that's not made in China. And then there was a, I forget what the tool was, but this particular company has four plants. Two of them are in our country, two of them are in China. And the Chinese operation is still going on, even though they're trying to move more production back to America and hire more people. They apparently haven't been able to find a lot of people. Over in China, there are plenty of people that are out of work. That's another part of the Chinese story that you don't know about. There are these gangs, groups moving from city to city to city. They basically like nomads looking for work. And they're often large numbers of gay men. The Chinese government doesn't talk about that either because they don't like the idea for whatever the reason that they have so many gay men. Well, they created that when they killed all the girl babies. You know,
They didn't create gay men. They just had more men.
But they created the circumstances. I choose my words differently. Yeah. They created the situation that has brought them to this point. And it's just the whole thing about China and why we aren't more quickly reacting. We're like dinosaurs when it comes. Okay, well, we'll do something about it. Do something about it now. Incentivize getting businesses back to America and don't, you know, keep doing what we've done in the past. Keep giving them business. Keep making them stronger. Keep taking from us. It seemed to me that was nothing but common sense, but then who knows what people consider to be common sense. It's 48 past the hour.
The moment you fire up a gate or UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest sew tops for under 18 bucks, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls. Flex style, 15% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time for Monday here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to start the week off. Again, it seems like about 5 minutes ago we were doing the top five stories from last week. So here we slide into this week. And there's a, let's see, what do we have here? Yelp, it looks like, Yelp starts off our the hit parade here. What's going on?
Yeah, well, as we, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, this is still August and of course, the upcoming month of September, very big travel months. And Yelp has decided, because vaccine information is changing constantly and depending on what state, even down sometimes to what county and what city you're looking to dine in or stay if you're going to use Yelp also for, you know, beyond dining. So what they're doing now, they've added two new features that allows businesses to show customers what the COVID vaccine requirements are to enter their business, which makes it, you know, take some of the guesswork out of it, which is good.
Is this local now?
This is everywhere. No, this is everywhere.
Does it take local businesses into account in addition to all of the same name stores that show up in the malls?
Oh, no. Yelp is all about individual. This is really mostly restaurants. So Yelp is every restaurant, not chains or anything. It's everything. And so Yelp is allowing, they're helping the customers to see if they need to prove vaccination before visiting the business, and if the business's staff is also fully vaccinated. So businesses are going to be able to activate the features on their Yelp account for their business account. And then the company, Yelp, said that they're going to proactively monitor all these businesses' pages to help protect them from backlash, from haters, things like that. Yelp said since January they've placed more than 100 unusual activity alerts on pages in response to businesses gaining attention for their virus health and safety practices, including requiring vaccines. You know, as soon as they say, we want, you know, our whole staff is vaccinated, and then the anti-vaxxers are out and trying to trash the businesses and trying to trash the restaurants. It's just, it's a mess. So they said they've already removed 4,500 reviews that have violated their terms of service, meaning they're attacking businesses for no reason.
Yelp has.
Yeah, Yelp's removing them. Yelp's pretty good about policing that stuff. As the Delta variant, of course, continues to spread, more corporations and local governments are putting policies in place. And so, as we know,
Let me ask you this. In terms of Yelp and its influence, it has an influence, but is it fair, given the fact that most of the people who would be on Yelp are complainers? It's one out of five, I think, that has something good to say about the business. So does that influence people in a negative way fairly?
No, it's the reason I've never left a Yelp review, but I use Yelp to check every business and every restaurant that I go to. And most people treat Yelp the same way.
Well, I understand that. That's why I was about to buy a truck from a dealer down in Louisville, Kentucky. I need a specialized truck for the farm. And I looked at the reviews, and they were really bad reviews on Yelp. And so I decided, I don't think I'm going to buy the truck.
Right. I mean, look, anybody who has a bad review, they can challenge it, and Yelp allows for that back and forth. But for the most part, if someone has a legitimate complaint, whether it's bad food at a restaurant or a business that doesn't have, you know, practices that are on the up and up, then, you're entitled to write that review and have it stay there. Mm. So anyway, I think that Yelp has been really trying throughout the entire pandemic to help people stay connected to their local restaurants. And this is another way for people, if they say, okay, well, we want to go out to dinner, but we're not really sure what the policy is, they go right onto Yelp, they look up their favorite place, and they can see what the requirements are, so no one forgets to bring a mask if that's the requirement, or bring your vaccine card, which a lot of, you know, some restaurants, like every restaurant in New York City now, is going to require proof of vaccination. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to start laminate it and carry it around with you.
There you go. All right, coming up next, Apple in our focus.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, what's new in Apple?
Apple announced that the new iPhone features will enable the detection and reporting of illegal images of child sexual abuse while preserving users' privacy. So the new system will identify illegal images that users are uploading to the iCloud without Apple directly looking into it. And so if Apple's system flags enough of these images in any one account, it will have human moderators come in and shut it down and refer it to law enforcement. Unfortunately, this may sound like it's not necessary, but it is.
All right. Got it. Got the picture. 59 pounds.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.